Welcome to
Men's Book Club.
Men's Book Club.
Auto sax.
You like that?
What is that? That's like a baritone?
I don't know.
Is that what a baritone would be? That's what it reminds me.
I'm not really sure about the music lingo.
No, me either. I'm very untalented.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, I know. Today...
You could have a guitar. That's like your claim to fame.
Yeah, I just very self-taught, very weird about it. So I don't know.
Very weird.
I don't. It's like teaching yourself how to like play baseball, but don't. Something. But okay, no, weird that turn. Weird turn. But yes. But yeah. Exactly. Yeah. The how-to instructions on how to do that.
So what book are we reading? What book
good is segue.
It?
Today we are discussing Thornton Wilder's Our Town. It's a very quick play. I would say about 100 pages or so. A very famous play.
I read that it was first performed in Princeton, our favorite city.
Oh, really?
It was, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is like pretty cool note.
Wow.
Give it to Princeton. I do feel, though, after reading this, I would want to see it live. I think it would be better.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think it was a little hard of a... I think because it's a slice of life, it's hard to read sometimes. Like, it's like, oh, hi, Mr. Gibbs. Hi, Mrs. Webb. Hey, George.
Wow. Yeah, I agree with you. Oh, man, MacArthur Theater. I go there every year.
Do you?
Yeah.
For what? The SpongeBob?
Christmas Carol. They have a Christmas Carol.
Where is that exactly? Is that by the train? Like, in that?
It's literally right there. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I know it. I've been there. I've touched the ground.
I thought it was a dorm room.
So this is one of those, you kind of touched on it already. It's one of those like slice of life sort of plays, very, very Arthur Miller-y, where it's sort of a day-to-day life of a family. And I think the point of this play is that there is no point to the play. Mm. There really isn't a plot. Nobody dies. Well, people die, but nobody's killing anyone.
Yeah.
There's no drama in it. There's no real plot to the story. It's the point of this play in general is to give you the a little bit of a glimpse into what life is like in general. Mm. How when you're young, you view the world a certain way. When you become an adolescent, you view it a different way. And then obviously there is death. And there are some things that go on. Obviously, you know, there's a little bit of a romantic interest between Emily and George. There is Mrs. Gibbs, who dreams of going to Paris. You know, there's the town drunk. Forget his name, Simon or something like that.
Yeah, Simon. Yeah. Something with an S.
Yeah. There are the quintessential small town folks that exist within this story. But... the play kind of opens up in a house, and there's the stage manager who kind of moves the set as it's happening. He describes it very vividly, and at the same time, he's kind of like moving the furniture and rearranging the play at the same time.
Because I heard there's not much furniture, right? I think they said it's like a lot of pantomime.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, and to your point, it is a very, it's one of those things where I think it's better to watch than to read. But I think the reason why it's important to even read this play in the first place, I first got introduced to this by my high school English teacher, sophomore year. And I remember while we were reading this play, I thought, boring.
This is the worst play ever.
I remember specifically.
I know we're on a Pulitzer Prize, right?
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
Pretty incredible. Yeah.
I can't do it.
For a 100-page, no plot play.
Yeah, it's, I mean, first of its kind, probably.
Yeah. And I remember my teacher at the time when this is, I read this, I don't know, I was like 15 maybe when we were reading this, and he's like, when you get to be in your 30s and 40s, you'll appreciate this on a different level. And then he was like,
did he say why?
Yeah. Okay. And he said, when you get even older than that, if you reread this when you're in your 60s, like he was at the time, you'll appreciate it on a different level. And he said, when you're young, which is what the point of this play is supposed to be, you, as much as you read about being an adult, until you experience it, it's an abstract idea.
Yeah, okay, because you're young.
You're young. You're only viewing the world through the brain of somebody who is young. No matter what you try, no matter how much you study what it's like to be older and talk to older people and try to understand, your brain just views everything in the mindset of a young person. And I mean, it's the same when you become older. And when you're in your 50s and 60s, or when you're approaching death, or when you get a little bit older, your view of life is completely different. It's almost impossible to view life from a different time frame. Mm-hmm. And he was, and he actually passed away last year. And they in his obituary, it said that his favorite play was Our Town, and he constantly reread it.
Real? And he wrote it?
No. He constantly reread it.
Oh, your professor.
My English teacher. Yeah. And the fact that he constantly was rereading this kind of points to the fact that he was still getting something out of it.
Yeah, and it's not like what's it called? Like the Odyssey, where you're you're really dedicating. You could dedicate weeks to it.
Yeah,
this is. It's good to probably reread because it doesn't take.
Yeah.
10 years.
And when I reread it, I mean, I remember the play. Like the play doesn't have too much going on within it in general. Again, it's one of those plays where the simplicity of it is what makes it such a good play. Mm. That it could happen anywhere. Yeah, it's just happening in a small town in New Hampshire, but this can happen anywhere in any town in the world. And it's kids who can't understand the plight of their parents, and then they get a little bit older, and there is love, and there is, you know, a little bit of drama in school, and working in on the farm and being able to, you know, help your parents but not really understanding them, and you get older and you fall in love and you have children, you get married, you have children.
Yeah, you don't even leave your town.
You never, right. And
because he could have went to college, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. But he didn't take over that farm.
Right.
So, but for the girl. So he couldn't even, he didn't even.
Yeah. And she, Emily ends up giving birth. She dies.
They didn't even seem that much in love. Like in the beginning. It was like, but that's what it might have been then.
It's a small town. That's what it is in the small town, right?
Yeah, it's like okay, my window is right here. Yours is right there.
Yeah.
We're in girl love. Next door. We're definitely in love.
Yeah. Well, seeing as how the pool of girls here are either you or that old woman
or,
across the street.
Or your sister.
Or your sister. I'm going to go ahead with you. But yeah, she Emily ends up dying through while giving birth, and you know there's a scene at the end where it's her ghost and the stage manager, this omnipotent being which you can call God or whatever, kind of gives her the right to go back and return to her 12-year-old self, and you can see that she's not.
Did it throw you out that it's like a stage manager? Because it did to me.
But I think because the first time I read it, there was somebody kind of explaining it a little bit more.
I wasn't
as confused, but I get it. I get it.
Because that was like my thing. It was like, okay, I guess he's just breaking the fourth wall, and maybe if it was a narrator, it would be, it was kind of like, it's basically saying this is a play.
Yeah. He's not. Most narrators are trying to set a scene, whereas this one is almost including you in the play.
Yeah, which is like, and I guess like it is kind of interesting because they talk to the audience.
To the audience, right.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I get it. I get it's a little bit different, and I think that's kind of what makes it unique in a way.
Yeah, maybe that's what like kind of set it apart from other plays.
Yeah. And again, like when I think about a play like this, I think about Arthur Miller sort of plays because it's very Americana. It's, you know, it's set in small towns. But I think the difference is this is supposed to make you think about yourself and your youth and your growth and you getting older and dying. Whereas Arthur Miller is kind of making you focus on the plot.
Yeah.
You know, when we read All My Sons and we were talking about, it was about revenge and family dynamics and my dad lied and put another man in jail and Death of a Salesman is about a depressed man. So you're almost focused on the characters themselves. Whereas in Our Town, it doesn't really matter if it's George or Emily or Mr. Gibbs or Mrs. Gibbs or whoever it is. The play is really about you and how you view time and mortality. Just very, very interesting to do in a play. And I think that's why the stage manager is including us in the play, because without the audience, there really isn't a point to the play. Mm. The point is supposed to be that you as the audience member are being involved in the play because this is your life.
He talks to people in the play, but is it like planted people in the play?
Because,
right?
That's an interesting point. I don't
know. It must be.
It has to be, right?
Right, yeah, because they have to give some lines. Have to,
yeah. Okay. There's got to be, like, specific feedback.
But it's kind of cool because you're... I think there's a play called Spelling Bee. Or is on Broadway. I think my friend saw it, and he said it's similar. I didn't talk about this play, but it's similar. Like, they bring you up for this moment, but they give you a word that's... You're not going to spell it right. So even if there is audience participation, like, they'll give you some
that's pretty interesting
word that you just can't... You'll never get. Which I thought, okay.
Supercalifragilistic XPL.
Yeah, yeah. Like, maybe they'll give you an easy one, but then if they see that you... Okay. So I think that's kind of, like, that's kind of cool. So I guess it's a good way to do it.
Yeah. I'm sure, like, especially if you're, I mean, we just looked at this. It was in the 1930s. When you're doing a play like this where you're breaking the fourth wall as a stage manager, it's such a unique experience for the audience that that's probably why it kept you going. You know what I mean? Like, it probably was a good thing to watch. It's almost like watching a performance on a play I don't know if you've ever seen, like, Phantom of the Opera on Broadway, but the way that they do it is they're moving the stage while the story's still happening.
Really?
Yeah, but they do it in a way where you're almost, you can't pay attention to it happening because the story is so compelling. Yeah, compelling. You're almost like, oh, like, they just moved the prison gate and now there are stairs there, but they do it in a very, like, succinct way.
Well, they're probably like, that's their...
Yeah, but it probably started off with something like this, where it's just the stage manager is kind of moving things around, and he's trying to keep your eye on the play at the same time, so I get it.
Well, this one's kind of interesting, because there is nothing around, so you're kind of, you're focused on the... You mm-hmm. have to be.
You have to be focused, right. Yeah, but the story in of itself is just about, in my opinion... mortality. I think that's what it is. And I think it's about lack of awareness of the other generation that comes after you. It's set in three acts, obviously. You know, they have the young,
the first
youth, and then you got, like, adolescence, yeah, middle age, and then you have adult death, really, at the end of it. And it's supposed to be like, that's how human, no matter who you are, no matter where you live, no matter how rich or poor you are, no matter what race, that's your progression in life. You're a young kid who doesn't understand anything. You're a little bit older where you think the problem that you have in your town is the end of the world when it's really nothing. Mm. And then you have old and wise, but now that you have all the wisdom and all the intellect, you're going to die.
Yeah.
And that's, it's just, that's supposed to be the progression of life. And like my teacher said when he was doing this, you're never going to understand the other generation until you're there. When I read this when I was 15, if you would have told me I was going to reread this play, I'm like, you're fucking crazy. This was the most boring shit ever. But then when I reread it, was like...
And what made you reread it? Just
I honestly, it was when my teacher passed away. Oh, okay. And I saw that and I was like... He was my favorite teacher. I was like, just in honor of him, let me just reread it. It's a quick read. I reread it and I'm like, man, this is not what I remember. So, you know, it was just one of those plays. I think it's one of those things where you can also probably read it at such a fast pace because it's such a small play, but there's so much meaning to it that you can either talk about it forever or just say one sentence to describe the whole play. It's about life and death.
Life and death.
Yeah, like, we could have just been like, hey, we're doing our town today, Thornton Wilder. This play is about life and death. Thank you guys for listening. Because there really isn't anything spectacular about the characters in general. It's supposed to be, you know, how your mom is, how my mom is, how our dads are, how you grew up, if you were to be in a small town, obviously. Yeah. I think that was it. I'm a little bit biased with this play, but...
Because of your teacher.
Yeah. Okay. He got to the last act. He got to the last act. What's your rating on this? What did you think of the play overall?
A 3.
Okay.
Mainly because I just...
The stage manager threw you off.
No, it wasn't even that. It was just like, it was slow at times. And maybe that's the point. It probably is the point.
Right. Yeah. And when I read reviews of this, people go one of two ways. It's either... nothing has happened, what's the point? Or, oh my God, this is the greatest thing.
Yeah. I, you know, that's what I think did it to me.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not fair because it's, you know, it's good. It's just...
Yeah, I think if I didn't have sentimental value to this book and to this play in general, I wouldn't feel. But I guarantee you that if we were to go watch this play somewhere, our opinions would be changed.
And I think so. I'm reading that. I thought it would be different.
Yeah.
Seeing it.
Yeah.
Because that's all you could focus on is just kind of what's on, you know, because it's not a play, even like Shakespeare, where you're like kind of
engaged in a plot.
It's not like the lyrics are like, not the lyrics, the
writing.
Yeah, the writing is like, the most, like, yeah, some of it's like, hey, George, how's the weather?
Yeah, yeah.
Whoever. I think it would be good with, like, an act, you know.
With an actor.
With, like, real actors portraying it.
I agree.
And that's why I gave it a little, I think if I started a play, yeah, I think it would be higher.
I agree. Okay, I think I'm a little bit at four. Again, I'm a little bit biased, but I could see, I could see why, I definitely, this is one of those things. Some plays you can read and some plays you need to watch. And I think this is one of those let's watch it kind of plays for sure. I could go the rest of my life without like watching Death of a Salesman because I think the story was so good.
Yeah, the story is really good.
But I think for this one, yeah, it makes sense to actually go watch the play. So that's what we'll do. See you guys. We're going to go watch the play now.
Yeah, we're actually going to be doing that right now.
Right now.
We just got tickets.
Yeah, we just bought tickets. What's that? Oh, wow. Thornton Wilder himself is going to be there.
Oh, great. Wow. Okay. It'd be hard. He's dead. But
He's also in Act 3. He's dead. He's on the third act. Ba-boom. Tss.
Wow.
All right. Thank you guys very much for listening to this very weird episode.
Weird but good.
Weird but good. It makes you think. That's, I think, the point of this play. It's supposed to make you think. And I think that if you don't think while you think with this, I think that you're not
thinking. You're also, it's probably, slice of life ones are good.
Yes.
It does make you think about it.
And to be fair to this, even if you absolutely hated this, it is an hour of your day.
Yeah,
it's so small.
Yeah, it's a, it's.
It's so small. It's not gonna so be. Small.
It's not gonna put a.
It's a pamphlet.
Damper in your day.
Yeah,
you can fit it in between the 1 o'clock games and the 4 o'clock games.
You can do this on the toilet. Yeah, you can do this on the toilet early in the morning.
It's a toilet read.
thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.
All right, see ya.